Happy to welcome Noah Arbit, State Representative, the Democrat from West Bloomfield Commerce Township. Noah, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here. Focus with Paul W. Smith.
Thanks for having me.
This is a very personal story. We know that Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, several state lawmakers, beginning of the week, pushed for action against terrorism and anti-Semitism in the wake of the attack. And it was a very bad attack, obviously, at Temple Israel. It could have been worse if people weren't ready, but they were ready. I wish they didn't have to be, but they were ready. And when I say this is personal to State Representative Noah Arbit, his parents were married at Temple Israel. Noah went to Hebrew school there. He was bar mitzvah there. He hopes to get married there. So this is very personal to you. Are we doing the right things we need to do to prepare for these problems?
Yes, thank you. It is very personal to me. This is, you know, this was an attack on my home in more ways than one. This is my congregation. This is my hometown. And, you know, to feel like people had first heard of West Bloomfield across the country because of the hate someone tried to inflict on us has been really challenging. And I want them to know West Bloomfield and Temple Israel for the response of the security team and WVPD and the fire department and the way the Chaldean community showed up for the Jewish community. That's really what defines our community. And in terms of, you know, solutions, you know, I actually think that there's hope on the horizon. You know, there's a lot that we can be doing. You know, in my first term, I actually ran for office, you know, on the issue of preventing and, you know, taking on hate crimes. And, you know, I passed the Michigan Hate Crime Act and the Institutional Desecration Act, which, you know, ensured that Michigan has the toughest and most stringent penalties for hate crimes against individuals, as well as houses of worship and, you know, businesses and other types of institutions of any state in the nation. But clearly those bills are not enough. Those laws are not enough to prevent. And so what we have to work on now is prevention. And so what I'm working on now is to form a statewide strategy on how do we combat hate crimes, political violence, domestic terrorism, extremist violence, all of those types of things. And the way we do that is by bringing together mental health professionals, education professionals, people who are, you know, experts on social media and domestic terrorism, all of these kinds of different, you know, fields together, and then forming an office within the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services on prevention. And then, you know, outsourcing some of this work to some, you know, nonprofits and other groups who do this for a living, and making sure that Michigan has the programming through schools and other types of institutions where we're able to, you know, head off radicalization before it turns into violence. Because what we know is that if we head off people, you know, on that, you know, all this kind of violence is escalatory. And so there's a ladder of escalation before someone commits a terrorist attack like this or a hate crime. And so if we get them while they're just, you know, sort of imbibing this extremist content online, and, you know, they're starting to, you know, have, you know, troubling, you know, statements or whatever, and we sort of are able to break that link before it gets to violence, that's how we're going to be able to do, you know, to prevent these crimes.
Well put, Noah Arbit, State Representative, Democrat from West Bloomfield Commerce Township. And you said something that Nolan Finley actually ended up writing about, and that is, quote, these are your words, the more anti-Jewish hate speech and anti-Zionist conspiracies are normalized and mainstream, the easier it is becoming for more people to view all Jews collectively as legitimate targets for violence. As you and I both know, Noah, this has been happening for a while now, especially on college campuses, and they get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do about that?
I think it's incredibly concerning. And, you know, I think the biggest message that I have for your audience, and especially for people who aren't Jewish, is that, you know, there are ways to talk about there. You know, no one is saying that, you know, you can't criticize the state of Israel or American policy towards Israel. No one is saying that that is anti-Semitic. But it's the way we do it. It's the way you talk about it. There are ways that you can talk about anything where you dial up the rhetoric to 15 instead of keeping it at a 5 or a 6, which is healthy. And the way that people are talking about Israel and the United States relationship with Israel is incredibly conspiratorial. It's incredibly dangerous, and it fuels violence. It legitimates violence against Jewish communities. And so, what, like, for example, there's a profound difference in stating, you know, for example, take AIPAC, which is the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, a political outfit that, you know, does a lot to support candidates who are, quote, pro-Israel, whatever that means. You know, there's a difference between saying, you know, AIPAC and Zionists control the U.S. government and their influence must be quashed. That is incredibly heated and inflammatory and incendiary rhetoric versus saying, I don't agree with AIPAC, and I think that their policies are wrong. I oppose their policies, and I think that they have too much influence in Congress, and we should hold accountable people who, you know, who agree with them. That is an entirely different thing in terms of its impact. One is conspiratorial. One puts Jews in danger, and the other is a legitimate political critique. And so what we're asking and what we need for people to do is, when they're talking about these issues, to be very cognizant of the language and the rhetoric that they're using, and to make sure that when they're talking about these things, that they keep it in the space of legitimate political discourse and legitimate political critique versus conspiracies that, you know, really do a lot to, you know, further that escalation, that ladder of escalation towards eventually violence, because people get radicalized by that incendiary rhetoric.
Very well put. Noah Arbit, State Representative, Democrat from West Bloomfield, Commerce Township. We look forward to our next conversation as we continue Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.